surprise us a little bit that Isaiah McKenzie's the guy, the punt return. What have you seen in the short time without games that made you guys have that kind of confidence in
him? Well, we drafted him to be the punt returner, and we've vetted him throughout training camp. He's done a good job catching the ball. He's a very confident young man. You guys know that by speaking with him. And both Vance and I decided, you know what, let's throw him in the fire. Let's see what he's made of. I mean, obviously he hasn't caught a punt in a game yet, and that's a whole other animal. But we got to see what the kid's made of, so we're gonna roll with him. And we have, and I've said this before, we have a stall of a lot of talented returners here, so we're very fortunate. We're going to try Isaiah here and roll and see how it goes and then go from there.
Obviously, you guys did a lot of homework on him from film study and his background, but his work ethic and diligence, the extra stuff after practice, did that surprise you guys, or did you expect that?
To me, it did not surprise me. After speaking with Isaiah on the phone the first time and working with him throughout the offseason, you could tell the kid has a lot of determination, and he plays a lot bigger than he is. And that's what you love in a player like that. His confidence, his ability to put in the extra time afterwards to become the best catcher that he can become, etc. He came up on Sunday, on the player's day off, and watched film with me. And when he could have easily taken the day off and lounged around, took time to come up here and watch punt returns. We watched our practices. We watched old film from, you know, other last season NFL films, punt returns. He wants to be really, really good. And so I love that about him. So we're going to roll with him.
Was some of that film Tyreek Hill, Casey?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, it was. Yeah, Tyreek's, he's the standard. No question.
What will your kickoff returns look like?
So we'll roll with Cody Latimer. Cody will start it off, but we'll filter guys throughout, you know, depending on how many we get. But definitely want to see Cody. Big, strong, fast, linear speed guy. We're excited about him. And not only as a kick returner, but as a four-phase guy in general. He's got all the tangibles, that's for sure. And if Cody wants it, he can be really, really good. Got a really high ceiling. Yeah.
Coach, you were working with Trevor beginning of practice today, a little hold action. Is he going to be doing any of that this preseason?
You got to be ready. You never know. We're fortunate to have Trevor because he's good at it. You can trust him. He'll take control of the situation just like a good quarterback does. So we are very fortunate to have him.
Is that something he's done before? Did he do that in college level?
Honestly, I don't know if he did that in college. I know that he did that here last year, that they worked with him as a holder. So, and I trust my assistant Chris Gold. You guys know I always pay him a due because he is an excellent coach, and I trust what he says. And he says that, you know, Trevor is a guy who can do it, who can handle it, and who's done it in the past. So we're gonna roll with him.
Did you have any other volunteers to kick in an emergency situation behind Riley?
I mean, Garrett Bowles wants to try to kick. You know, he wants to run down on kickoff, too. Vaughn probably could do it. That's the crazy thing. Vaughn, I don't think there's anything that he probably cannot do. But, no, to be honest with you, I don't know if anyone wants that pressure. Riley is a kid who will go out there and do whatever you tell him to do. He's a really good pro. So we're fortunate to have the guys we have. We are.
How Billy Wynn look as the emergency snapper?
Billy looks good. He really does. He's big, strong. He'll get in there. He's accurate enough. He'll keep working on it. We've been using Billy as the backup snapper on punt as well. So he'll be in the bullpen when ready, when asked.
Did he come up to you and volunteer himself for that, or was that already set?
No, he actually did. But I know he's done it in the past. But when we first got here, Billy came up and said, "Hey, I'm your guy if you need a backup." And Billy's an amazing athlete. I guess he can play in space too. So we're excited about Billy too, man. It's fun.
Could Vaughn return punts in a game if it happened in some weird ulterior world that would allow that?
We could probably put Vaughn back there alone.
With no blocking?
Yeah, and he could do it. Yeah, no, I'm was exaggerating a little bit.
But he could catch it. I'm pretty sure he'd probably catch a punt.
I don't know if there's anything that Von Miller cannot do if he puts his mind to it. He's that gifted. I mean, he's a great dancer, too. You kidding me? But no, all honesty, from a football perspective, that guy is, I mean, you guys know what he is. He's amazing. I love the fact that he comes out and he jumps in our drills. I mean, that's great for team morale. It's great for the young guys to see Von Miller jumping in and running a down on the scout kickoff team. And he brings a whole nother level of energy to the
field. Right, because
the field.
Stars, they would do it like on one day as I watch, like, or have fun with the crowd. He's doing it like all the time.
He's doing it all the time.
Team, right?
No, he's serious about it. I mean, yeah. he came up to me at the beginning of camp, said, "Coach, I hope you don't mind, but I want to get in some of your drills." And he does it for conditioning,
right,
but he also
right.
does it to, because he knows what he brings to the guys. He really does. He gets that. He's a great leader.
They
really is. They do. There's no question. Yeah.
When it comes to kickoff returns on Thursday night, is your message to Cody and to anybody that's going to be returning to be aggressive, or are you trying to simulate a game as close as possible?
No, we're going to. In the preseason, you tend to err on being aggressive because you want to know what you got. You know, you don't want to kick touchbacks all day because then you don't get to evaluate your cover teams, and you don't want to take touchbacks all day because then you don't get to evaluate guys on the other side of the ball. So, we'd like to err on being aggressive in the preseason in general. Now, again, I'll defer to Vance on that, but yes, most special teams coaches, I think that they give you that same answer. Yeah.
What's your philosophy in kicking it through the end zone compared to popping it up and having the ball land at the 5 returns now that it's at the 25?
Well, we saw the trend last year in the NFL. A lot of people took advantage of the touchback rule and tried to pin the offense inside the 20, which I think is an awesome thing to be able to do now. And again, I think I mentioned it last time, it depends on situations. It depends on who's there at the returner. So definitely something to take advantage of at the right time. There are other times when you just want to knock it through the end zone. And we're fortunate to have Brandon McManus. He's got the leg. He can do it. He can do it up here. He can do it at sea level too. So that's a good thing to have. Yeah.
How often does Riley practice kicks? Because if you ever need him, that's pretty important.
Yeah, it's very important. He does it enough. He does it enough. Now the thing about it is, It's a completely different mechanics. So he's punting, and now he's got to switch into kicker mode. And so you try not to do it too much because then he's going to be working different muscles too, and he's going to be sore there where he's not usually. So there's a fine line, and we have to manage him well. Again, Chris does a great job of doing that. He does a great job of managing all the specialists, and so I defer to him on that stuff. But that's a good question, though.
Who's your emergency punter?
Emergency punter, Brandon McManus.
Did in college pretty well.
Yeah, if you guys see him out there, yeah, he's awesome. He's a great punter. Yeah. Really good punter.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you guys. Appreciate you guys. Yep.
See you soon. Yeah.